Brought to you by Charity Mobile, the phone company that supports life and family. 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite charity. Buy the way you believe at charitymobile.com and use promo code TRADITION. A lot of people don't understand the Marco Rupnik story. They don't understand how it is that somebody like Rupnik could exist in the Vatican, essentially, for decades, back to the 1980s, and nothing happened to him. How it was almost an open secret that he had a, shall we say, taste for nuns. And so when the story broke that he had automatically excommunicated himself for doing unspeakable things with women religious and misusing his sacramental authority as a priest to absolve women of the women religious of sins against their vows and their state of life, sins that they committed at his pressure with him, and then he absolved them of their sins in the confessional, thus incurring automatic excommunication. When that news broke, it was too much for even the Jesuits, who expelled him from their order. But Rupnik had his excommunication lifted by Francis, and has been seen repeatedly in Rome, walking around in Rome, rubbing shoulders with the same people he did before, continuing to operate his so-called art institute that he had founded. For those who don't know, much of the weird art you've seen in the last few decades, especially if you are a world traveler and have been to the shrines of John Paul II and Fatima and a bunch of these others, Lourdes, Padre Pio, plenty of others on top of those, his weird art adorns the place. And it turns out that not only is Francis protecting him, they're now going after the people who leaked the information, who released the information to the public that Rupnik was, in fact, a monster. Go to Gloria TV for this story. Headline, Blogger on Trial in the Vatican. That probably doesn't surprise many people that they would go after the person who made this stuff known to the public. Unfortunately for us, fortunately for us, we're sort of inured. Most of us are just sort of inured to this now. We've come to accept that this is the state of things in modernist Rome. But there are going to be people who see this and who cannot wrap their head around this. Rupnik used his power to violate his own vows and to force nuns to violate their vows and engage in sins against the sixth and ninth commandment with him. And he forced them to do it in some extraordinarily blasphemous ways, involving mass implements, the altar, and other things that I don't want to hint at. And they're going after the blogger who found out about this and told the world, while Rupnik still has access to the halls of power. Here's what the article says. It's short. Quote, Italian blogger Marco Filippo Perfetti of SalariNonPossum.it has been charged by the Vatican with slandering Francis and allegedly revealing secrets. Perfetti is a young Roman lawyer with excellent connections in the Vatican gossip pipeline. He never received a letter from the Vatican, let alone access to the prosecutor's files, even though the trial begins the 12th of April, meaning this past week, but learned of the accusation from the media. I'm completely surprised, also because our office is not in their state, so a rogatory letter should have been sent, he told fatocotoriano.it. The Vatican promoter of justice, Alessandro Ditti, confirmed to ansa.it the news of the trial in the offense of defamation. Perfetti has brought the allegations against Father Marco Rupnik to light. End quote. This is about Rupnik. This lawyer said that Francis was protecting Rupnik. How is that not true? And now we're seeing Rupnik being protected in this way more by trying to make an example of this lawyer, of this blogger, to try to silence more people who would dare criticize what's going on. If you want to hear this latest report, by the way, from this priest, or not from this priest, but from this blogger, I have it here for you. So again, he's one of the proprietors of a website called Solete Non Possum. You might be familiar with it. If you are on Twitter, you'll see that they do tweet things, and occasionally their Twitter doesn't work as well for them as it does for a lot of others. For whatever reason, the translate feature for Solete Non Possum doesn't always work. On Twitter, if a tweet is in a language that's not your own, there's a little translate option, and you can click on it, and you can then read the tweet. But for whatever reason, it doesn't always work for them. I don't know why that is. But here's the headline from the 12th of April, the day their trial for defamation started. Headline, scandal, Rupnik is still a consultant to the Dicastery for Divine Worship. Yeah. Yeah. That's by the way, that's a dicastery that oversees religious orders. The brazenness of these people is why I laugh. I mean, this is in your face evil. In your face evil. They know he did what he did. And they still give him access. From the article, quote, leafing through the 2024 Pontifical Yearbook, where Solete Non Possum has already pointed out the presence of an additional title for the Pope, it is also possible to come across sad surprises. In the section dedicated to the Dicaster for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments, in fact, it is still possible to find the name of Father Marco Ivan Rupnik. Yes, it should be an error, quite serious given the media coverage this case has had. And even if he were still a consultor, he should no longer be addressed as Father and should not have the wording, yes, Societas Iesu, meaning SJ, Society of Jesus, as he has been dismissed from the order. He should appear as Reverend Rupnik Marco Ivan. Now, we must ask ourselves whether the Holy Father Francis has revoked his appointment or not. It is also still present on the Dicastery website. Beyond his guilt or innocence, which will be demonstrated in the trial, which we hope will be celebrated at the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, we ask ourselves, but when would they have kept a person accused of such crimes in a dicastery if he were not Rupnik? In our dioceses, we have dozens of priests who have been suspended and removed preventatively for much less serious accusations. On the other hand, do we even keep Rupnik as a consultant of the Pope's dicasteries? End quote. Yes, indeed. Why keep such a man as a consultant to the Pope's dicasteries? They're suing the blogger for telling you about Rupnik. That's what they're doing. And he makes a good point in that article. Many priests have been canceled for far less offenses. This past Sunday, I brought you the latest letter from a former Opus Dei priest who has had his clerical functions taken from him because he criticized Francis. On Sunday, he wrote another letter demanding that the bishops and cardinals of the church publicly rebuke Francis for his heresies in order to get Francis to repent before it's too late. Because that priest is concerned about Francis's eternal salvation. Such things are not really considered much in the Church of the New Advent anymore, it seems. I'm curious what you think about this, though. Are you surprised in the slightest that the person who made the world know about Marco Rupnik and everything he has done, that he's the one being punished for this now, and that Rupnik still has access to the halls of power, that he's not only been rehabilitated by Francis, but he still has access to his dicastorial jobs that he had before? Let me know what you think about this in the comments, please. Hit like and subscribe if you haven't. It does help. So to sharing this on social media, that helps too. And as always, pray for the church. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.